We have to waken up from our spiritual coma. And, you know, people speak of the full coma and the semi-coma. Semi-coma. I know my mother-in-law, Zechino Livracha, for her pitira, so for weeks she was in the semi-coma. That's what the doctor said. I came into her room. She saw me. She recognized not me, but she was aware that somebody is standing. But she didn't know that it was I, her son. She couldn't, when she was in semi-coma, she couldn't differentiate between one person and another. She knew that person was there in the room. But that it was her daughter standing, the son was standing, the son standing, that's a semicolon. On a spiritual level, there are certain Jews who are sinking in a full spiritual coma. They have no sense for spiritual knowledge. They are certain. But there are the Jews who are not thinking in full spiritual coma. In semi-coma. Those rabbis who run to the Vatican and who run to Miami Beach to participate in the reception for the Pope. So they are thinking in a semi, in a spiritual level, in a semi-spiritual coma. So, they know that that a Pope is a spiritual person. He wears the armchair. Alright. And the modern rabbi, the modern conservative rabbi in his school also wears the armchair. I don't have to mention his name, everybody. So the Pope wears a white yarmulke, and the modern rabbi wears a black yarmulke. What's the difference? They sink in a semi-coma on a spiritual level. They know that the Pope is a spiritual person, and they are also spiritual people, religious people. Talk about God, about religion, but they also talk about dialogues. They don't know that there is such a thing as Amadu bin Kiddush L'Cheil, B'nei L'Cheishach, bin Yisrael L'Amin, in the conservative Siddha. So they omit it. Bin Yisrael L'Amin, they omit it. It's not nice. Yisrael L'Amin. How can there be a Hevdel bin Yisrael Amin? It's not nice. There is no Hevdel bin Yisrael Amin. In their opinion, wow, they have a Siddha. They say, Hamadu bin Kiddush L'Cheil, Bnei L'Cheishach. They believe in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They are spiritually conscious. They are not sinking in the full spiritual coma, but in the spiritual semi-coma. They don't know the Hevdel bin Yisrael L'Amin. That's why they run to the Vatican. That's why they insist upon participating in the reception for the Pope. So, and look at the inconsistency. On one hand, they run to Miami Beach and they want to participate in the reception. On the other hand, some rabbis, the same rabbis, who run to participate in the reception for the Pope Miami Beach, they go to Rome and demonstrate against the Pope. Where is the consistency? Where is the seichel? There is no seichel. Because on a spiritual level, their mind is sick Why there is such an inconsistency? The Jewish approach throughout the ages, as it was expressed by the prophet Yichol, Kiholam yilchu ish b'shem elohov, v'anachnu nelech b'shem ad ishem elekim olayla moed. The Sifri, and this Habrocha says, and the Posseg, V'yishti Yisroel betach, bodo de Yaakov. So the Sifri says, Ki bodo chal Moshe, we have to strive towards the bodo of Moshe, V'yishti Yisroel betach, bodo de Yaakov. Ruhi ki bodo chal yom yow, of icho yosh vo bodo, we don't want that kind of world. The loy ki bodo chal bilom, we don't want the world, the bodo do bilom, am the bodo tishke. Bilom was a novi, but bilom, even though he was a novi, he did not express what is the ideal destiny of the Jewish people. Am the Vodot Yishkei, Bilom expressed the Vodot of political loneliness. No, we have to aspire towards the Vodot of Moshe. We have to have our own Meluche, our own state. Not Am the Vodot Yishkei. We have to be able to maintain our rights, but on a spiritual level, there cannot be an integration between the Torah, the Jewish faith, and the faith of the other nations. We are tolerant. Darad Amiri in the 13th century said that we have to treat the Christians, the distant Christians, not the thing, other than themselves, but the decent Christians and the decent Muslims who behave, we have to treat them like Gary Kenshaw, with respect and brotherhood and generosity, but on a spiritual level. So, I wish to soil better, brother than I came. How can a Jew participate in the reception for the Pope in Yama Beach? The Jews of today, especially the scholars, they criticize the Jew of old who sang Mayotis to the poets and who kissed the hands of the poets. They criticize him. I don't think that we can criticize the Jews. It's not something to be proud of. But how can we condemn them? Those Jews who kissed the hand of the poets and who sang Mayotis to the poets, they did it in order to prevent the poets from inciting this dog against the Jews. Can you blame them? Can't blame them. But how about the Jews of today who want Miami Beach, thereby not only kissing the hands of the Pope, but kissing the crucifix that the Pope wears on his neck? They can be criticized. It emanates from civility, from shifus hanefesh. And do they help the Jewish people? Someone told me that a very prominent Catholic works within in the same office. I don't want to mention a name. Told him, come to the Vatican and they try and they tell him they are disturbed by the silence of the Pope in connection with the Holocaust. They are ignorant. They want to teach the Pope how to speak. This Pope is motivated by certain religious norms. Of course, we don't approve of these norms because we have a different faith. Because v'anachtu neilich v'shem Hashem alekeinu elam moed. But we are going to tell the Pope how to act, how to pray, because these rabbis, they know that they can say everything that they want. There are no laws, no rules. Whatever they conceive in their imagination, they can say. But the Pope is a religious person. And the Pope is motivated by his theology. And his theology teaches him that he cannot recognize the state of Israel. And the Pope is more knowledgeable in the Christian theology than the modern rabbi. So, if there is a machlokes between the modern rabbi, it doesn't make any difference whether he is of the Reformed denomination, Conservative denomination, or even Orthodox denomination, and the Pope as to the teachings of Christian theology, so halacha like the Pope. It's a chutzpah. So the Pope, he has to recognize the state of Israel. The Pope feels, according to Christian dogma, he cannot recognize the state of Israel. Why not? Because according to Christian theology, the Jewish people is doomed to political loneliness, and the existence of the state of Israel defies the Christian theology. So they make a request and they say, the Chachomim, they are disturbed by the fact that the Pope doesn't establish diplomatic relations with Israel. How can he establish? He has to become an apicurus. So just because they are ready to be apicurus, you know, the ichradas, they apply the anthropomorphic approach to the Pope and they make such requests. That is conducive to anti-Semitism. Not Avas Yisrael. Stupidity. Asking the Pope why he doesn't establish diplomatic relations. Savior of the Jewish people! And what do we suffer from the fact that the Pope does not establish diplomatic relations? Is there a single Jew who suffers because of the failure by the Pope to establish diplomatic relations? Who is interested? Why does the Jewish people need that? Why? And they speak in the name of the Jewish people, who appointed them as representatives of the Jewish people. And what they do is conducive to more anti-Semitism. Understand when Catholic women, Catholic men, they say to the Pope they are disturbed by his attitude towards contraceptives. I understand that because they are Catholics, they are devout Catholics, so they are disturbed as to why the Pope is unwilling to make life more convenient. But why should Jews, as the Pope, why doesn't speak out on the Holocaust? Who wants the Pope to speak on the Holocaust? the highness is expressive of the concept that on Rosh Hashanah we have to become spiritually conscious. We have to wake up from the spiritual coma. What's the bracha of Morpheus? Melech b'mishpati amidrat. The Melech is the one who institutes order and coordination. The mind, everybody knows, is the coordinating organ in the human organism. So, on Rosh Hashanah, we have to dedicate ourselves to the concept of the moral order. It's not called Isha Yosha Ben Eviase. There are laws and regulations. There are hukim and mishpotim. What we can do, what we cannot do. Man is not free to decide on spiritual values. I mean, I see sometimes on television, people are asked, is he for patrilineal descent or is against patrilineal descent? As if the question of patrilineal descent had been like the question, what is better? What is better? Coca-Cola 1 or Coca-Cola 2? The same thing. So, there's a book of Morpheus, that the Benishon is a melech of our lives, a melech of the Mishpatyam with our hearts. Coca-Cola 1 or Coca-Cola 2, that's a matter of taste. But, yes, heart transplants, no heart transplants is not a matter of taste. Yes, abortion or no abortion is not a matter of taste. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the source of Maudayos. The question is, what does the Torah say? Whether yes, abortion or no abortion. That's Melech, that's the bracha of Malchus. And then, because a healthy mind is a mind that is conscious. The mind that is in coma, full coma, semi-coma, is not easy sitting. So, that's the bracha of the chaynes. In other words, we have to be spiritually conscious. We have to be zicha kol nishkochetz. We have to emulate the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mahu zicha kol nishkochetz. Af onu zrichim liyeis zeichem kol nishkochetz. And then, the mind is the brain is the coordinating factor in the human organism. So on a spiritual level, we have to coordinate our behavior pattern. Melo b'mishpo t'amidavats, the Rebbeinu Shalom has to instill introduce order, moral order in our lives. And then is the Baruch of Shephrius. What is the Baruch of Shephrius? Tkiyot, Torah Tkiyot. We have to cope with trouble. No one can avoid trouble. This is something. Fortunately or unfortunately, trouble is part of human life. I don't think that there is a single person who doesn't have trouble. I haven't heard of such a person. But we have to know how to cope with trouble. How do you cope with trouble? By blowing a Torah, but preceding it with a Kiyot and following it up with we cannot become lost when we are faced with trouble. We cannot be like Mark Twain, become demoralized because we are overtaken by trouble. We have to be like the Chiddush Yoreh. We have to become elevated.
Like to come forward, we'll make a minute.